This is Archer, archerradio.com. Today is Monday, May 8th, 2006. Of course, you're hearing this on Tuesday, as usual. Now, on today's show, I have a conversation with Homer because I got up this morning and, of course, started reading all my blogs. And I get to Homer's blog and I see all these pictures of a Jell-O wrestling match. And I had to find out the details about them. So this evening, on the way home from work, as Homer was driving home from work, I got to call him and talk with him about this lime Jell-O wrestling and find out what it was all about and what it was for and so forth. So you get to listen to that conversation I had with Homer about the lime Jell-O wrestling. And of course, the picture that you see on the website is of Homer in the lime Jell-O wrestling with his friend Brady. And he's pulling Brady's pants down, so you have to go to the website and check it out. And that photo was taken by Pencizo, I think his name is. But I will put a link to his photography site on there so that you can check it out. And, of course, Homer's blog, check that out too. So listen to this conversation I have with Homer all about the Jell-O, lime Jell-O wrestling. Enjoy this conversation.
Hey, it's Homer.
Hey, Homer, it's Archer. How are you?
Why, Archer, I'm doing just grand.
What are you doing? Are you leaving work?
Yeah, I'm in my car. I just drove by Glen Street, heading south on Tucson Boulevard.
Oh, you're just so efficient. I wanted to ask you about your Sunday. It looks like from your blog that you had quite a busy Sunday.
I did. The morning started out rather low-key, and I did my weekend chores, and then I had to climb up on my roof and get the swamp coolers going. I don't know if you know what a swamp cooler is. It's like an evaporative cooler, and they use them out here in the southwest. It drips water through a pad and a blower that sucks air through it, and it keeps your house cool. So I got those set up to work. And then in the afternoon, I went over to Brady and Patrick's house and convinced Brady that he really needed to go off to this charity event.
Now, what's the name of this charity event?
It's the Reno Gannon Jell-O Wrestling event. And it's for the group called the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation.
Okay.
And it honors a guy that died about 12 or 13 years ago of HIV disease. And people Jell-O wrestle. Usually there's 10 teams of two. And they have stuff that's up for auction. And when the people come out, they've already raised money ahead of time by asking their friends to give them money, and they go around the buckets and collect more money.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun.
So it's for a really good cause, and obviously they serve some beer there.
Oh, my God.
And you must have had... Go ahead.
When I got over to Brady and Patrick's, we hung out for like an hour, and we had a couple beers each, and... You know, I'm a lightweight. I'm a cheap date, I tell you what. And so by the time we got over there, I was already buzzed. I think I had four different people buy me beers, so I was pretty shit-faced.
Well, then I would guess that it probably wouldn't take too much convincing to get you into the Jell-O pit.
No, what happened is that they were finishing up the event, and Patrick usually spends quite a bit of money at the event, and he hadn't hardly spent anything. They didn't have good stuff for him to bid on.
Uh-huh.
So he told Brady to go tell the organizers that he would give them $100 if Brady and Patrick and I got to wrestle. And I'm like, oh, sure, I'll do it. I don't care. I'm wasted, man. And here's the other thing. They were not particularly... There was two cute wrestlers, I guess, of a whole bunch that had been ahead of us. And I can't judge the women on their beauty. Women typically are better looking than the guys, but there are only two sort of hot guys that wrestled. And not that I'm a hot guy or the Braves hot guy, but we're better than some of the guys that wrestled. So we dropped our clothes, and I wasn't even wearing any underwear, so I had to wear my little khaki shorts.
Well, wait a minute. Now, why weren't you wearing any underwear?
I was commando, dude. It's hot and sweaty, you know, and when it gets hot and sweaty, one more layer of clothing just it ain't good.
One thing I did notice is that Brady's boxer shorts are the same like plaid that his shirt was.
It was. And I don't know why he was wearing that plaid shirt, because it was like, wasn't sort of a formal event or anything. But anyway, so we dropped our clothes, and I handed my glasses to somebody, and they gave us little buckets to go around and collect money for people. And without my glasses on, and after 6 beers, people were handing me money, and I had no idea how much money I raised. Although Brady said that he got about 8 $20 bills.
Oh my gosh!
But I had 8 or 9 people give me money, but I have no clue whether it was a dollar bill or 20 or whatever. So.
So you don't know if you raised more money than he did.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't care really.
At that point, yeah.
Yeah.
So you collected money, and then.
And then you give the money to the people who count it, and one of my coworkers, Helga, was actually she mans the table with the money, and I sit there and count it. And by the end of the day, they had raised over $35,000.
Oh my gosh!
Well, that's a pretty good sum for a 4-hour event.
Yeah.
And so then we climbed in the Jello pool, which is basically they had taken a bunch of hay bales and made a square and put tarps over it, draped them over, and then they put buckets and buckets of this green lime Jello in.
Was the Jello cold?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you a secret.
Uh-huh.
I had one of those round rubber cock rings on, and and I shrunk so much it fell right off.
Elmer, no.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, now,
and the funny thing was, I didn't realize it till like an hour or two later. I'm like, hey, where'd that go? And then I realized, oh, I know what happened.
did it get lost in the Jello pit?
Yeah, you know, when they cleaned that Jello out probably later on that night, I'm like, what's this?
Well, I guess my question is going to have to be, why were you wearing a cock ring to this event?
I was buzzed, and I was like, hey, maybe I'll get a date out of this. And, I did arrange 2 different dates, so.
So it was worth it.
Totally. Both of the guys are really cute, so, yeah.
Okay, so you're in the pit and you're starting to wrestle. Are people like shouting and getting you guys to like go at it?
Yes. What you do is you turn back to back and you link arms, and then you sit down in the damn Jello and you go, ooh, and both Brady and I yelled out, ow, it was so cold. And then the referee stands there and blows his little whistle, and then you start rolling around trying to pin the other person down. But Brady and I had talked about this beforehand. We were going to take handfuls of Jello and just fling it at people. And so we were like, dramatically pushing each other around, and then we'd scoop up a handful of stuff and just throw it at people. People in the audience were screaming. So it's funny.
Well, I noticed that on the pictures on your blog that one of the photographers, one of your buddies, you like splashed him with Jello all over his shirt.
Yes, poor old Pancesco got plastered pretty good, but he didn't mind. It was... he sent me an email saying that it was fabulous that I did that. So,
well, now there's another picture of you pulling down Brady's pants.
Oh my goodness! Yes, you gotta. You know, people pay good money for that event, and they can see you if you're standing close enough in the right way. They get a nice glimpse of Brady Delaney.
And were they like cheering him on to when they saw his butt?
I believe so, but honestly, you're wrestling around and you're drunk as a skunk, and you lose yourself in the sport, Archer.
In the sport.
It's all about Jello wrestling. you know, the fans could be cheering and shouting, and it's about the sport. I feel like an Olympic athlete.
Well, then how do they...
I think they should make Jello wrestling an Olympic event.
Well, that would certainly get a lot of TV viewing, I'm sure, or ratings.
I'm sure.
But now, how do they determine who the winner is?
Oh, well, you got to hold somebody down. So eventually, I was able to push Brady onto his back and basically sit on top of him. and I won.
Of course you did.
So he claimed that he let me top him, sort of.
So, he threw the whole match.
I don't know about that. He was laughing so hard, I just caught him unawares.
Now, did you win a prize?
No, they don't give you any prize. It's sort of the pride sort of prize.
Oh, okay.
We were just helping out, doing what we could for our community.
Did you get to take a shower afterwards, or did you have to go home like that?
They had an area in the back, one for the women and one for the men, and with a little kiddie pool in it, and you could basically take your clothes off. And this guy named Bob had a hose, and so he hosed Brady and I down. I wasn't wearing, you know, I was wearing my shorts and anything underneath, so he didn't get a good glimpse of me as he did Brady. But
so you totally enjoyed that whole afternoon, did you?
Oh, it was fun. It was a good time, and we're talking next year. Brady and Patrick and I, we need to find a fourth person and do a tag team sort of a caveman theme.
Oh,
and
I would
be Homo erectus, which is a type of you know, primitive or ancestral human form. So.
Right, right. I'm sure that would be, the crowd would cheer for that.
I think so. We're pretty popular, so.
Well, I'm going to use that picture of you pulling down Brady's pants, because his face isn't in that picture, and put it on my website. Is that okay?
That's fine. If you do that, you need to link Pachesco's little photography website.
I certainly will, yeah.
Because he takes the most fabulous, beautiful pictures.
He does. And,
yeah. So that was my exciting Sunday. And now I'm going home, and I'm actually making dinner for Brady and Patrick. And Brady has apparently a very cute friend coming down from somewhere else.
Oh, so, to meet you?
Yeah.
Oh, so this could be like a date.
It could be. A date involving me making macaroni and cheese, which you would like, and salad, which you probably wouldn't care for that much.
No.
It's a chocolate ganache cake.
Oh, that sounds good.
And then tomato soup, I think I'm making too.
Yum. Which is, you know,
three out of the four things you'd like.
Yeah, I would eat that.
Stuffed olives for appetizers, which I know you would hate.
Oh, we had those at the dinner party on Friday night, or Saturday night.
Did you put one in your mouth?
No, I did not.
So here's a question. Archer, if you ever showed up and you just happened to be in Tucson,
uh-huh,
and it was Jell-O wrestling, would you climb in the Jell-O pool with me and wrestle?
I would have to be really drunk, because I am so fat that I would not want to take my shirt off.
And hypothetically, if we were wrestling, who do you think would win?
Oh, easily you would win. Homer, yeah. You're taller than me, you're a big guy, you're, you know, you're stronger than me. You would take me down in a heartbeat.
And if I yanked your panties down, would you be, like, totally humiliated?
If I was totally drunk, I probably would not be. I would think it was funny. But, of course, I would be, like, rushing around to pull them back on. And I don't know if the boyfriend would like that either.
Oh, come on. Your boyfriend's got naked pictures of him on your website. So, you know, those new pictures of him, by the way, on your website are beautiful.
Oh, did you like those? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a best gay blog website. I don't know if you've seen it. You should send them a link and tell them to look at your blog, because they would post a picture, one of those pictures in a minute.
Yeah, but I don't post enough on my blog to make, like, the best gay blog thing.
Well, they don't care. They just like looking at naked pictures.
Oh. What's the website?
Bestgayblogs.com.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll check that out.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting website. If you're prettier, you're more likely to appear on their website. So.
Oh, that's probably why I've never appeared on it yet.
You never know.
You never know. Well, listen, I know you have to get home to cook that dinner. Are you close to getting home?
Right now, I'm driving down 5th Street towards Granada.
So you have a couple more minutes?
Yeah, a few more minutes. I need to go underneath Interstate 10 and then scoot past the deaf and blind school and wait for the blind children and honk my horn at the deaf children. and that's just a matter of driving down Grande, and I'll be home.
Well, I was just going to ask you if you had an opinion about the about Bush nominating, what's that guy's name, Hayden, for the CIA job?
Well, he was talking, and I can't stand listening to the Great Decider. On his voice is great to me, and he was talking about his impressive credentials.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you lost all credibility. When you say that, I automatically think the opposite.
Exactly.
And the interesting thing is, it's like this big scandal is going to happen. Why the head of the CIA quit. It's apparently involved in this gambling prostitution scandal that's slowly being uncovered.
Yes, the boyfriend's been talking about it the last couple times we've had shows, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But do you think Porter Goss actually participated in the prostitution part or just the gambling part?
I've got pictures of them sucking on pussy, yeah.
No, you're lying.
I'm lying. But you know what? Who knows? I mean, I don't know the guy's character. And, you know, these guys in D.C. are just so full of this feeling that they're omnipotent. They can do anything. No one's ever going to tattle on them. I mean, that's why they're all getting in trouble. They have this inflated self-idea that they can do anything.
And well, I think that this whole prostitution gambling thing aside, I still think Negroponte has something to do with getting rid of Porter Goss. He hasn't liked him from the beginning, and...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's all that crap going on, too, and there's other things going on, like this Hayden guy. He was the guy that was in charge of this domestic spying without any warrant sort of thing.
Yes, he's the one...
So the way you keep all that stuff quiet is you keep on promoting those guys, you give them medals of honors, all that shit, you know?
And move them from one position to another.
Yeah, the problem with the Bush team is that the ones that they basically forced out, like, it would be interesting to see if this Goss guy probably won't write a tell-all book because he's probably going to get prosecuted or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the rest of them that have been forced out, like that O'Neill who was the Treasury Secretary or whatever, they're end up writing these nasty books about those dudes. So you got to keep the little loyal sycophants happy by promoting them.
Exactly.
I think they'd be happier if Goss and Negroponte had the Jell-O wrestling instead. I think that would have, you know, been raised a lot of money for Hurricane Katrina or the Gulf War. Could you imagine, like, Lynn Cheney and Laura Bush wrestling? And
oh, my God. Laura,
and Lynn kind of groping Laura's tits. She wrote that lesbian romance story.
And accidentally puts her mouth right in her crotch.
Yeah! speaking of ugly women made over, this is a before and after pictures of Mary Cheney.
No.
You know, I got to find the website and send it to you, but Mary Cheney, you know, was Dick Cheney's lesbo daughter.
Right.
And an unfortunate specimen, let me say.
Yes.
You know, she's like all Miss Republican. And she doesn't have to worry about nothing because she's got daddy's dollars, and he's, of course, raking in tons of Halliburton money.
Exactly.
So they had pictures of her at the 2004 convention, and she just looked hideous. I mean,
like,
oh my
hideous,
God.
like a real lesbian?
Yeah, with a little, turtleneck sweater and her hair and a nasty ponytail. Well, for her book where she talks about what a great dad her parents is, she had a little Desperate Housewives makeover. You wouldn't even recognize her.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out.
And Andrew Sullivan's been yipping and yapping about what a great woman Mary is for writing this book. And
are you serious?
Bullshit. And one of Andrew's readers pointed out, you know, that in Mary Cheney's book, she talks about how... her mother was concerned because of what other people would do to her, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the whole point that this reader, Andrew Sullivan, pointed out was, well, precisely, it's the people like George Bush and his bunch are the ones that are doing all this freaking discrimination and nastiness.
Exactly.
You know? So.
Oh, my gosh.
And I wonder who Mary Cheney, I bet she would like to jello wrestle with Condi Rice.
I don't know if she likes the darker women or not. Actually, if you think about it, she probably hasn't had any pussy for 5-6 years.
No, she's got a girlfriend, Heidi.
Oh, she does?
She does.
God, I am just not with it.
Well, obviously, you're not as fascinated by our royal family as I am.
Our royal family.
I bet the Bush girls would be great at jello wrestling.
Oh, you know they would. You know they'd make a lot of money for charity.
They'd probably be as drunk as I was.
So true.
Well, Archer, I hope someday that you get to experience the joy of jello wrestling, because it is a joy.
Maybe someday I will.
I can only hope. I'll pray.
Yes, pray. Listen to...
I got my shorts. My shorts are sitting on the floor of my bedroom. They're like green, nasty green.
Oh, put those in the laundry. So I guess you're home then. Listen to today's show, because the boyfriend and I talk about prayer and having guests over to a dinner party and this guy wanting to pray. You'll have to listen to that.
Oh, okay, I will.
Okay.
That'd be fascinating.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go because I know you have to get your dinner ready, so I will let you go.
Well, Archer, it's been so pleasant chatting with you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much for your jello story. I loved it.
Oh, great.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wasn't that a great conversation with Homer? I just love that him wrestling in the lime jello. It was funny, and the picture's great, too. So thank you, Homer, for that conversation. I really appreciate it. And now next up, I wanted to just do a little Apple reporting because on the news today, I heard, well, I actually saw it on the websites first because, you know, I peruse all the Mac sites and hear everything or read everything that's going on in the Mac world. First up, they said that the MacBook was first supposed to be introduced today, Tuesday, May 9th, but I have a feeling that that's not going to happen because there were reports that it's going to be happening next week. So if you're listening to this and they actually did release the MacBook, then I probably will have ordered one by the time you're hearing this. But anyway, I heard on the news that the court case that Apple Computer had against Apple Corp, the Beatles company, was settled today, and that Apple Computer won the case. Now, I did record a little audio clip from the news about it because they talked about it briefly. So, they explain it, of course, much better than I do. So, listen to this clip from the news, and I'll be back in a minute.
Tonight, the battle of Apple versus Apple is over. We can safely report Apple has won. Apple Computer, that is, the undisputed champ of digital music, defeated the Beatles' Apple label in a trademark fight over Apple Computer's logo being used to sell music on its market-leading iTunes music store. The key here, Apple Computer's argument that they are just a data transmission service. In the end, it means the ruling could lead to Beatles music finally being available via that other Apple on computers.
So yay for Apple Computer. They won their court case and they get to continue using the logo because it doesn't go against their agreement back in 1991. Okay, so boys and girls, that's all for today. I know this show is a little bit long, but you know, I just wanted to tell you about those things. Now, I do want to tell you that coming up on tomorrow's show, we have a conversation with Mike Hipp of podcastsoup.net, and he tells us about what's going on with his business with the candles, and we talk, of course, about podcasts and how podcastsoup.net is going, and just stuff in general. So listen for that show tomorrow. And I want to thank Mike Hipp right now for continuing to cover my podcast almost daily. I really do appreciate it. It's nice to be covered so much. And, of course, for his the phone conversation we had that you're going to hear tomorrow. So that's all for now, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.
Archer Radio.